Hello, everyone. It's Michael Jaco with Unleashing Intuition Secrets. So many of us have already seen the crash of the helicopter and the plane, but I'm going to run through a lot of that in this show. I'm going to set the stage, if you will, and pretty much run down through a bunch of this stuff. I'm going to go over to my X account since I've started putting a lot of stuff over there. Started earlier this morning, about 9 hours ago. Michael Jaco 9 is my X account. If you want to follow along or join me over there. So in the presentation, you guys are going to see all the different things I've been looking at and piecing this together. So my thoughts are this is a false flag, and we'll just go through all the different things. So I look at this video looks like a kamikaze attack to me. Now, how did they get into the helo and control the helo? We will talk about that as we move forward. But I believe that somehow they overcame the crew. Maybe the crew had on their helmets as usual. I don't know if they have a boom mic on. Nod, usually you're during nighttime, you're running with MDGs, whether they have MDGs or not. Depending on what training mission it was, probably at some point, maybe they'll bring all that information out. We also don't know if they had masks on. So if they're going up to altitude, depending on the training mission, they would have on masks, which would give them O2. And this could have been how they possibly would have been gassed and made unconscious, if that's the case. Now, it definitely looks like the helicopter just drove straight into the aircraft. And we'll listen to a clip that I have on the audio. And at the last second, you can hear the people in the tower talking to the helicopter and telling them to turn, but they never respond. So at what point was the last conversation with that crew? That would be very informative in determining whether that crew was basically made immobile or unconscious or what may have happened. Right? Maybe one person in, because they've only recovered one of the crew. There were three of them, you know, according to the flight logs, I guess. Did one of them maybe kill the other two and then jump out into the water? So it would definitely have to have a, you know, a thermal dry suit on or something like that. So, you know, there's lots of different ways this could have been done. You know, we've seen the movies. We see how this stuff is done. Were all three of them taken out? Was it really just an accident? I think, and you guys, when you hear all the things that I'm going to go over, you're not going to believe this is an accident. All right. This is intentional. All right. So I say it looks like a kamikaze attack. Let's just look at the video of this. So you see it right here coming in. And it goes in at a very, very fast clip and boom. And then you see the pieces falling from the sky. Now, when I first came in the Navy, I was a hard hat diver. I went through hard hat dive school, and that was in Anacostia, D.C. So just outside of the Capitol on the Anacostia River, which feeds into, I believe it feeds into the Potomac. But that's very, it's always cold. Potomac's always cold. You can't, with our helmets, I dove the Mark V, which was that big spun copper helmet that you guys seen in all the old movies. We still had that when I first came in the Navy. And then they transitioned to a more high speed Mark V. But the old Bell helmet, basically, I remember going down and doing projects because you had to, like, you know, take off cotter dams and so forth and use tools and take them off. You had to take the screws off. Control the screws and put them in a pouch, and then take off an O-ring and replace it, and then put everything back on. You couldn't see your hand in front of your face. It was extremely murky. So, you know, hats off to those guys that are doing the search for the bodies right now. It's extremely cold weather. It's probably just barely above freezing because they've had really cold temperatures up there in the Northeast for several months. And who knows, maybe some of that water is already frozen. Maybe, I don't know. I haven't seen it. But doing the search, because it's murky like that, you have to go down to the bottom usually and then have a pattern. You have a rope, you have an anchor, or maybe somebody that's with you, and usually someone's with you. And then you go around in a circle, and then you go a little bit further out on the rope, and then you go around in the circle looking for bodies. You find a body, you bring it to the surface. So maybe some of those bodies, you know, sank to the bottom, possibly. Maybe they're intertwined in wreckage. It must have been a horrible death for all those people. When the helicopter hit it, you see the explosion. So the explosion ripped through the aircraft and probably killed most of the people. Those that survived on impact with the water, it's around 300 feet is what they said. So from 300 feet, that's a long drop, especially in probably a mangled aircraft, both of those aircraft. And I would say that probably from the explosion, the helicopter took the brunt of it. And it's completely destroyed, you know, and that's probably why they're having problems finding the other two crew members of the helicopter. If, like I said, all three of them actually died on the helicopter. So and then, you know, the people that, you know, made impact with the water, that would have been a fiery crash, impact with the water. And if you ever jumped in cold water, your immediate response is inhale. So imagine hitting that freezing cold water and your body does the automatic response and it inhales and you take in water. So, and you'd cough, but you're trapped maybe in your seatbelt or whatever, if you're still alive, and it would have been another, you know, horrible death for the people that were drowned. So, very, very tragic. When President Trump talked about it, he had a moment of silence. So I thought that was very appropriate. Of course, then he does perfect, I think, and we'll talk about some of that. So this person says, how does one of the most advanced military helicopters in the world crash directly into a plane with clear conditions? I could understand it if it was foggy, heavily snowing, or a rainstorm, but it's a clear night. The Black Hawk flies directly into the American Airlines flight. So again, if they are on night vision goggles picks up low light. So that aircraft would have had, and it did have, it had on, you know, the lights that it turns on as it comes into land for landing. So it would have been extremely bright to someone with night vision. It would stand out. There would be no way you could miss it. Now, in the other case, if they're coming at a different angle, it looks like they're coming straight into it. But we'll see it in the actual flight. I'm going to show you guys, you know, the basically the radar image and then the conversation that was had. So let me pull that up. I'm going to exit out of this screen and then pull up the actual audio. So here's the audio as I'm presenting it right now. I'm going to play. It's already in right now. Now, you see where I'm circling. That is the healer right here. All right, you see that little blue line, the little, you know, dots, and then the blue line, the dots and the blue line. This is the, you know, how the approach of these aircraft are. So this is an aircraft that's in front of the one that actually gets hit. This one back here is the one that actually gets hit. So it almost looks like this helicopter is avoiding the flight path. So let's watch this a little bit.
One, American 3130, with your runway American 3131, Concern 1-4, 3131, 4725, Sunbay 16 Lamp, check for the Park, Mate Park, Park, Gravel. Okay, so Lane Railway 1, American 3131.
So you can hear this aircraft right here is cleared for runway 1. And then the aircraft behind it is, I guess they were going to hit runway 1, but they switched them to runway 33. So look how the helicopter actually looks like it's avoiding this aircraft. So if there were actually people on board that were watching, and I'll give you a heads up right now, I'm going to show you a video, but these helicopters can be remotely controlled. And I've actually did a remote control demonstration in Washington, D.C. just months prior to this. So as you see, the helicopter is actually seems like it's avoiding the non-target, you know, aircraft.
Okay, 79 contact so far today. Okay.
So as you can hear, this aircraft is at, you know, final. As you see, it's sped up and it just basically goes right by the helicopter. The helicopter seems like it moves out of the way. So as you see, they're identifying it right now as a helo. And here comes the next flight. And they just says tower runway 1, line up and wait, American 1630. Then traffic's 2 out for runway 33. So I guess this is traffic 2, and they're switching them to runway 2 or 33.
American 1630 tower runway 1 off Woodchester up the runway 33. Discheck 1-6 off final.
All right, as you see now, it almost looks like the helicopter is maybe even picking up speed and making for a collision course with this next aircraft. All right, so for whatever reason, this air traffic controller should be like, you know, really, you know, getting everybody's attention right here that it looks like they're on collision. They're on course for collision because they're at the same altitude around this time frame. Now you're going to see or hear and see that the people in the aircraft are like, oh shit, oh, and they didn't get oh God before they blew up.
Watch how coconut oil affects belly fat. Is coconut oil a superfood or unhealthy?
All right, so Path 25 is a helo. The tower is asking, do you have the CRJ in sight, the approaching aircraft? So they're trying to get hold of Path 25, but there's no response. And then they're just assuming that, of course, you're going to have a visual. So pass behind CRJ. And that doesn't happen. All right, so here you're going to see the actual crash, and then you're going to see the radar image basically go blank, and you're going to see, and at almost simultaneously you're going to see, oh God, so, but he doesn't say oh God. So, oh my. And that's it. So here's the crash. And you're seeing the crash right there. So somebody said, oh, they just went. Look, they just disappeared. And they just went into the drink. Did you see that? All right. So this is this. That's the actual audio and the radar image as they would have seen it, you know, from the tower. Right. So President Trump obviously had access to this, and he made comments about this at his press conference. And he was. How is it that this this, you know, how could they not see, you know, this aircraft? They of course they would. I've been in the these Black Hawks hundreds of times. I've been in combat operations in Panama, so, where the pilots have nods on. I've jumped out of these at high altitudes where everybody has oxygen on. So you know, I've been in all kinds of different you know, configurations of these of the Black Hawk. Now, when I was in Panama, not Panama, but in Pakistan, and we located Osama bin Laden, they came in with a stealth Black Hawk, as you guys saw from probably from the pictures. And that stealth Black Hawk, I'm sure, had, you know, probably the same configuration as you saw in that Black Hawk, that as you would have seen in that Black Hawk, as far as, like, you know, the capabilities of the crew to see things. Now, I've been at some of those Blackhawks where there's been like where there's like noises go off, like, you know, collision alert. Of course, we work in very close tolerances, right? So you can hear them turn it off. So that would have probably been going off in that Blackhawk, a collision alert. And I would think maybe even the same thing with the aircraft. And that's how they're like at the last second, they're like, oh, and they're like, probably the collision alert was going off and they're like, what? And they looked around and then they saw the Black Hawk coming in because it probably would have been blacked out. It looks like it had lights on because I can see a flashing light as it's going across the sky. And then it comes in and just slams into at high speed and at the same altitude. Now, again, I've been in Blackhawks, and they're extremely maneuverable, and you can almost stop them completely, even at high speed. You can like, they can like, you know, nose up, and really put the brakes on those things. So there was no maneuver at all the whole time. That helicopter went straight into the aircraft perfectly. Almost like it was a kamikaze homing device on it. You know, somebody was able to see that and guide that helicopter and guide the helicopter straight into that aircraft. That's my take on it. All right. Now you could see and very possibly will see some people come out and try and counter that on purpose. And I don't know if they're really going to try and come out with the truth. It sounds like President Trump is trying to go the truth route. But there could be groups that will try and foil that. So, you know, just recently, we had President Trump come out with the JFK assassination files are supposed to be released. We know that's coming. And there's correlations with that. I'll tell you, on this date, John F. Kennedy was shot. The time was 1 Eastern time. Of course, he was in Dallas, so that was 12 Central. But it was 1 Eastern time, 29 minutes after the hour. Now, 29 minutes, as Juan Oseva was telling me, and he actually was in a show with David Nino Rodriguez, and I think I have that clip. I'll play that clip here in a second. But he said that we have to be very aware, and he said this a while back, that chaos comes out on the 29th. They like to play that same number, 29, chaos. So I'll get to that in a minute. But first, let's look at this. So it looks like CNN was releasing, and it could be, who knows, it could be just a glitch. But it looks like FAA issues ground stop at Reagan National Airport after plane crashes in Potomac River. So that was like 6 hours ago, and it was 5 hours before the actual plane crash. So we know that the JFK assassination, Australia released information that John F. Kennedy had been shot before he was shot because of a different time zone. So somebody got the numbers mixed up because it's a different time zone. It's the same thing that happened on 9/11, where you had the BBC basically broadcasting a couple hours, I think, before it actually collapsed. Building 7 had collapsed, and it was literally the announcers. You could look behind them, and in the background was Building 7 still standing. So it seems like, you know, the same stuff, guys. So these are the little things you look for when you look for a false flag, right? And I'm going to give you some more, and you're going to be like, wowzer, wowzer. So this is a woman who predicted this 16 hours before the actual crash. Now, some people do have, as you guys know, that I've been, you know, successful in, you know, seeing things well into the future. She seems to have picked this up 16 hours or so, at least, before the actual, you know, attack, as she calls it. So we're going to listen to her.
I've been away for quite a while, but I do have a couple of predictions for 2025. The first ones that I'm going to start with are to do with aviation. So I have two predictions regarding planes. The first one I get is a commercial plane. There's a lot of people on board and there's a lot of people affected by it. It's basically some sort of surprise attack on a commercial airplane. It's like, I keep getting the feeling that it's an inside job, as in that it's someone who is on board and inside the plane, or someone who works for the airline is somehow involved in this, or possibly an airport worker. The second thing that I keep getting from it is that it's a man-made disaster. So it's done intentionally. The plane's actually targeted.
So I don't know if you guys are getting this because I didn't share it. Here, let me go back and share it. You might be hearing it from my microphone. So let me actually play the video. Sorry.
Regarding planes. The first one I get is a commercial plane. There's a lot of people on board and there's a lot of people affected by it. It's basically some sort of surprise attack on a commercial airplane. It's like, I keep getting the feeling that it's an inside job, as in that it's someone who is on board and inside the plane, or someone who works for the airline is somehow involved in this, or possibly an airport worker. The second thing that I keep getting from it is that it's a man-made disaster. So it's done intentionally. It's the plane's actually targeted. It's not some sort of malfunction that happens. The second one is, I'm seeing some sort of small plane, like military or private jet.
So that would be the helicopter. So sounds like she's getting that this is an inside job, taking down this aircraft. false flag. And there's military, there's a transportation plane and a military plane, or jet, as she says. So, you know, when you see things, you don't always get, you know, the full picture accurately, but she's pretty spot on for a lot of this stuff.
And it's got a very important couple on board. It's
now the, I don't know if it's an important couple, maybe, you know, there was a Russian Olympic champion couple that was on there. They had been in Wichita, Kansas, where this plane came from. And I guess their son, fortunately, didn't get on the flight with them. He was at an event and was winning a skating contest. So that could be the important couple. Who knows? You know, they target people on purpose. I don't know why they would target this couple. Who knows? Maybe we'll find something out about that later.
I feel like one of them is connected somehow to technology. Like there's some sort of business tycoon, if you like. And they're like...
So it might not be the Russian couple. It could be somebody else in there. All right. So... So here's the Sikorsky Lockheed Martin Company Black Hawk helicopters that can fly without a pilot on board. So this is something that we've seen already. And let me see if I can find, there's like a specific one that I have. All right, I'm not finding it. So let me see. I think I have it in my X. Did I post that one in another spot? Nope, I saved it somewhere else. Unfortunately, I'm not seeing it right now. Let me see. Maybe it's behind us, behind one of these windows I have open right now. Nope, I'm not seeing it. So anyway, there was a video. Maybe I'll come across it at some point. That actually showed the helicopter being flown remotely in DC at an event. It was able to, as you see in this one right here, it had there's no one on board, and there was like a cargo strap. That basically, this helicopter came down. They were controlling it from like a iPad or something looking thing. And it came down, it like came in fast, and then they like stopped it, like I was talking about, to basically the nose up, and it slows it down, and then they hovered it, lowered it down. It had the hookup strap, they hooked up something to it, and they lifted it off and took it away. So they obviously can control this very, very well with remote control, and they demonstrated that, right? So there's that. Here's the actual route, because you guys saw that how it kind of like seemed to avoid the one aircraft that was coming in. I don't know which, this was probably runway 33 right here. Maybe this is runway 1. I don't know. So it looked like the aircraft was kind of avoiding the one plane, and then it lined up and basically got in position and then came in at high speed. And hit the next aircraft, as you saw in that that radar image, and also the voice log. So very very interesting on this. So here's another view of the aircraft. This is from looks like Reagan National Airport. So you see it here coming in at very, very high speed. And taking that aircraft out. All right. So here's the one with Juan. Let's listen to this one.
It's a bit of a funny thing about this 29 thing. It's the chaos we're coming in through a very chaotic season.
Now I don't know when he did this. This was like it's David Nino Rodriguez YouTube. I looked for this. I couldn't find it, this specific one. Now, David, you know, he basically will, like I used to do, he's very careful with staying on YouTube. He'll do a video and he'll have it up for a period of time and then he deletes it. So that if they come in and they start looking through his stuff and they find something that's they don't like, they'll like give him a strike, take the video down, give him a strike. So he, like I used to do when I thought I was very smart. So I was able to avoid getting my videos taken down for a very long time. I went through 17 different channels. And now if anyone puts up, like I did a show with Michelle Melendez, who's basically talking about directed energy weapons in Lahaina. And she put the video that we did together up on YouTube and they took it down. I don't think she got a strike for it, but if it just has my name on it, I can be talking about anything. I was on a show one time with a guy and we're talking about crystal necklaces and he got his whole channel taken down because he had me on there. I was like, sorry, dude. From that point on, I'm trying to tell everybody, don't put your stuff on YouTube with my name and not even you. It doesn't matter. You put my name on there. They know me. So they have their little AI search going on constantly throughout everything, guys. So this is why I don't know when they did the video, but somebody had this video clip. So they put it up, Elaine Stein. So good job, putting this back up and sharing this. I asked Juan about this and he said, I thought it might be, the God of Destruction, the one that they have at CERN. And I looked for 29 and there's like in the 29th chapter, there's of some book, there's a mention of him. So I was like, it's not probably not it. So I kept looking. I got to like the goddess, a Greek goddess, and he confirmed that it is a Greek goddess. And on the 29th of every month, and I couldn't find this, but this is what he said. On the 29th of every month, you do like a little, you know, offering to this goddess so that you don't have chaos in your life and you have very prosperous and happy life. You know, there's gods and goddesses, you know, throughout time. And some people still obviously worship them, right? So the goddess of chaos seems to be one of those things that the deep state likes to go by. So listen to what Juan says about this.
The goddess of chaos, her number is 29.
But then we got to be looking forward to this year 2029.
Well, that's another thing. That's why the stock market crash happened October 29th, 1929.
So the stock market crash, you said, of 1929. And that's why it happened.
Okay.
Well, let's get into that on the back channel.
And by the way, so people know, look, one last little piece there. There is a component of that with 129. Remember, the Kennedy assassination happened at 1229 in Dallas, but 129 in D.C. were all.
So you can see Nino like grimacing. It's like saying stuff that YouTube could possibly not like and get his channel taken down. So let's look at that. I'm pretty sure I have that one saved, hopefully. So let's see. Yeah, here it is. Timeline, minute by minute. So let me exit out of this one, and then I'll bring this one with Kennedy. So it was actually in that time frame that Juan mentioned. You know, some of this stuff that Juan brings up, I'm like, where do you get this stuff? I mean, it's like crazy with this information. So here it is, 1229, which Central Time and Eastern Time would have been 129. So crash happened on 1 January 1 29. 29 was a date yesterday when this happened. Happened around 9 or something like that. So 129. And Kennedy was assassinated 129. So again, We have the JFK files that were just released. All of them are going to be released in the very near future. Trump signed the executive order for all of the files to be released. And so is this kind of like a FU, a poke in the eye, you know, if we're doing that? Very, very likely. So this is John F. Kennedy motorcade, as you guys see. Jackie is right there at his side. President Limo turns onto Elm Street. The first shot is fired, missing the president. So they made the turn at 1229. The first shot was fired, but it missed him. A fragment from the bullet or debris from the street hit James Togg, who is watching the motorcade in Dealey Plaza. A man is standing near the Stemmons Freeway sign with an open umbrella, giving rise to the Umbrella Man conspiracy theory. So I've seen some other stuff on the umbrella stuff. It's basically a group, umbrella group, and they use that as a signal. So it's like, you're hot to fire, right? So somebody fired. You know, I've had Ole Demigard on, and we have talked about there were many shooters on that day. And James Files, who's been on our show several times, and we've talked about several times, and who I'm in contact with as well, basically gave us the insight as much as he can on, you know, his involvement on that day. So his involvement, they're all compartmentalized. So none of them know about what the other ones are doing. So that's pretty much where this is. And then it goes on. The second shot is fired. Third shot is fired, hitting the president on the back. Of course, it wasn't the back. It blew out the back. It came from the grassy knoll behind the fence. That's where James Files was shooting with a pistol and with a long barrel. And it had mercury in the round, which basically was very, 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 very effective. And it basically, when it hits, it basically explodes, as you saw the back of his head explode. Now, there's some people that have been coming out that it was a squib. So, you know, were there two different, you know, because we didn't see the Zapruder film for many years later. And it's obviously, many experts have said it's doctored. So did they have like a stand-in get shot or some kind of clone thing that got shot? And who knows? And then they had another video of where they like play acted it. Maybe they had control of it. I don't know. So there's lots of questions on this. Will that part of it ever come out? I don't know. I don't think so. Or is that even real? So there's lots of questions on that. So it says Oswald, who is a patsy, who never fired a shot, but is supposedly in the book depository on the top floor with a rifle that would, you know, you had to like load each round, eject each round, load another round, and then fire again. Absolutely impossible. And as we know from physics, if I smack you from behind, your head's going to go forward, right? All right. But For many people, they saw his head whip back and they're like, oh, yeah, that was from him getting shot in the back of the head. Stupid. Right. So there's all this stuff that's coming out. So we have to be on top of these false flags. And that's what we're trying to do right now, guys. We're trying to get on top of this false flag and not get misdirected into a bullshit, run at something that doesn't exist. All right, so this goddess of chaos, let's look at that a little bit. All right, so here's the goddess of chaos, the Greek goddess of chaos. So I have to toggle through all these different windows, sorry. So Eris is the Greek goddess of chaos, strife, and discord. She's also known as Discordia in Roman mythology. So the Romans basically took all the Greek mythology and changed the names and made it their own, pretty much. Eris is known for throwing a golden apple. We know about that. You know, the apples throughout time. Are you guys holding an Apple phone or Apple computer? So there's always this thing about these apples. Cinderella or Snow White, one of those. You know, always getting confused. One of those, you know, ate the apple and fell asleep. So there's all these this apple, you know, this apple thing that happens. Eve took a bite of the apple and got smart and then got thrown out of the Garden of Eden. So interesting how they have this apple thing throughout all these different mythologies and so forth. Or is it mythology, right? So Eris, it's in Homer. Her companion is Ares, the god of war. And Chaos is the Roman god of chaos. And then, of course, we have Mesopotamian goddess of chaos is Tiamat. And then you have like all kinds of goddesses and gods that are chaos and all kind of crazy stuff. So this is not something new, but it seems like some of these deep state bubbas like to play games with, you know, the gods and goddesses of old, right? All right, so let's go back to my ex and kind of scroll through a few more things. All right, so there's that. There's the chaos, gods of chaos. Now, Juan also said that the way that Reagan Airport is made out is very Masonic. There's lots of Masonic symbolism in the Reagan Airport. And it looks like there is a Masonic star there, right? A satanic pentagram runway at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport. So don't be surprised when there's also ritual sacrifices right over it. Yes. All right. So so Donald Trump weighed in a little while ago. I watched that live. Very insightful. Says this is Shadow of Ezra. Donald Trump weighs in on the military helicopter and airplane crash, stating that it was the helicopter going straight at the airplane. He questions why the helicopter didn't move, noting the plane's lights were blazing. So he's helping everyone think about it, right? Trump also challenges the control tower, asking why they didn't direct the helicopter to avoid collision. So we heard they were trying to reach the helicopter, but the helicopter didn't respond, or the people that were on the helicopter didn't respond. Not saying that helicopter responded quite perfectly if you're controlling it, right? False flag. Is it a false flag? I say yes. So very, very interesting stuff. So another thing that Trump brought up was the fact that the Biden administration, and I wasn't aware of this until he brought it up, before Trump left, he was basically bringing in going to bring in new equipment for the, you know, the control towers and so forth. It was going to be upgraded, completely upgraded. The Biden administration basically came in and they used the same equipment and had somebody that had that equipment there. Instead of getting better equipment, better upgrades, they got the same people that had the equipment before, paid them a lot more money. Of course, this is the way the deep state works. Money laundering. And then they started the DEI. So, and for people that should be the top of the best of the best, aircraft tower controllers. So they started allowing people with disabilities to come in. Now, yeah, maybe disability, if you have like a you're like brilliant and you can come up and you're in a wheelchair. I don't know that you need to be up and moving around. I don't know, maybe, but, it wasn't just that. It was like, you could have you could be you could have dwarfism, which I don't know, maybe that doesn't mean anything either. You can, you know, still do the job, but they're like, if you had a mental handicap, really? And all kinds of stuff, guys. They're bringing in like not the best of the best. They were not bringing in, and this sounds like in a lot of, they're trying to destroy America from within through this DEI program, guys. And when Trump talked about that, I saw the scope of it. I was like, wow. And then, of course, you have the press come in and you have congressmen come in and say he should apologize to the American people for coming out with that, making that a political statement. No, no. I think that was fantastic. So as you see, guys, we still have work to do here. This looks like a false flag event to me. And from the stuff I've showed you guys, I think you will agree, but I'm not done yet. I'm not done. All right. And then you have the press doing their typical thing, come in and try and deflect and bullshit and lie and everything. It's like, God, it's like the same. It's like Trump 2.0 with the press, guys. And it's Trump 2.0 with a lot of these congressmen and women that are coming out attacking him like they did before. I don't know how this gets fixed, but it's got to get fixed, right? It was a shit show today with those guys. All right, so now this aircraft, American Airlines, it's American Eagle. American Eagle. All right, remember that, Eagle. Who's going to the Super Bowl? The Eagles, Philadelphia Eagles. Where is what's the symbolism for America? The Eagle. So symbolism, remember, symbolism. They always have symbolism. It came from Wichita, Kansas. Who else is in the Super Bowl? The Chiefs, the Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City. Kansas. The flight came from Kansas to Washington. All right. Who just recently lost to the Philadelphia Eagles? The Commanders, the Washington Commanders, who were in almost going to the Super Bowl, but they barely lost. Barely lost. Well, not barely. I'm looking at the score right now. It was 55 Eagles, 23 Commanders. The NFL Conference Championship. So the Eagles won. The Commanders. What were the Commanders before? They were the Washington Redskins. Who is going to the Super Bowl? The Chiefs. They still have their Indian motto, but they took out the Commanders with their Indian motto so that the Eagles could go. Now, let's go back in time, if you will, because this is where I started telling you guys, because I used to see it. Mockingbird Media, when I work for the CIA, I'm like a terrorist hunter, right? I work with case officers that are hunting terrorists, and I keep them safe. I move them around in these towns that are very sketchy, some of them very dangerous, me and the teams I was with. And we found all kind of terrorists. Right. Osama bin Laden was one of them, but there's many, many other terrorists that we found and are gone. Right. So we learned that I learned in sitting in the car one time, so I would not just do the terrorist thing. Sometimes I would do other things because, hey, we're going to have you do this mission, too. So there would be people in the car talking about sports events, Pakistan being specific. And how the Pakistanis and a lot of former British colonies, except for America, are really into cricket. I mean, it's like we love football like with a passion. The Pakistanis love their cricket 10 times more. It's crazy. And I watch their cricket games and I'm like, that's so boring. But, you know, they get into it. And so that it is what it is. They love it. And I'm glad they love it. But it's compromised. We had a guy get in the car one time. I've told the story many times. Got a guy get in the car one time, says they're basically, they know who's going to win. And they throw games. One side, some of the team mates know it's going to be thrown, so they make sure it's thrown. And the other side know it's going to be thrown, so they know they got to, like, perform at their best. And so I heard that, and I was like, wow. And then I was amazed. I was like, oh, that's insider information. And then they put it out in the press. And I thought, oh, the Pakis going to riot. They didn't give a shit. They didn't give a shit. Just like I told you guys all the way back in the Super Bowl of 2021. All right. So it was the Kansas City Chiefs against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Pirates. All right. So we know the deep state. They love the pirate theme. Disney. Yo, ho, ho, pirates fight for me. All right. And we have maritime law throughout America. It's pirate law. All right. It's not common law. It's pirate law. It's not for we the people. It's for the pirates. All right. So anyway, I said, knowing what I know, I started looking at the Super Bowls and I was like, guys, I'm looking at all the signs and I can tell you right now that the Pirates are going to win over the Chiefs. Because I saw Biden before he was president. He was sitting. They did a GQ shoot and he was sitting on the back of a pickup or something, wagon. I don't know what it was. But there were Indian blankets spread out. And he had his butt on them. I'm like, ah, he's dissing those Indian blankets. And then they had at the Chiefs Stadium, they had the defensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs, in a accident, a vehicle accident, kill a little girl. I was like, there's a sacrifice. Kansas City Chiefs are going to lose. Sacrifice, little girl sacrifice. And Biden, who's like top of the totem pole, is dissing the Chiefs, the Indians. They're going to lose. So then on top of that, we had Tom Brady and his buddy at New England Patriots, come over, Rob Gronkowski. Seems like my buddy Tom Brady came out of retirement and went over to, I don't know if he came out of retirement, but he went over to, because I guess New England didn't want him anymore. So he's like, well, screw it. I'll go work for the Pirates. And so he goes over to the Pirates, and then Gronkowski is like, hey, I'm coming out of retirement and I'm going to work with my buddy. Ron, so I'm telling everybody before the game, I'm like, all right, the Pirates going to win the Super Bowl. And Tom Brady, who's been MVP before, is going to be MVP again. And he was. And I won a lot of money because I said, look, guys, I'm going to put money where my mouth is. But the last time, I don't even watch football anymore. I know it's rigged. And I'm not going to drink beer and eat a hot dog and say, I know it's rigged, but I want to watch it. Screw that. I don't like bullshit. Right? It's not true anymore to me. I used to play football. I was going to go like into college and play football. They're like, we want you to go. We're going to give you a scholarship and you're going to be a pro someday. Cause I was good. I was the fastest guy at my school at the top school in my area in Columbia, South Carolina. And I just I blasted through lines, right? So like, we're gonna make you a star. And I'm like, Navy SEAL, college, Navy SEAL. So, and that's what I did. So I've always loved football, but once I learned that it's all rigged, it, you know, all of us are like, how can he throw that game? We're arguing. It's like, oh, that's bullshit. That's bullshit. That's bullshit. And, you know, but we're like, you guys won. You shouldn't have won, but you won anyway. The ref threw the game. And could you see, like, he could have caught that ball. It was, like, right in his hands, and he dropped it. It's like, God, he threw the game. What the? So we know this stuff goes on. Even Babe Ruth was convicted of throwing games, baseball. The Babe Ruth, the most popular sports guy in history, everybody knows Babe Ruth's name, convicted of throwing games and gambling, getting paid to like throw games. So it's been going on for a long time. All right, so I called it. It happened, and now here we have it again. We have the Chiefs back again. We have the Chiefs back again because these guys don't do things normal. It's always multitask for these guys. When they do something like crash a helicopter, which they've commandeered into an aircraft and kill all those innocent people, maybe there's somebody on that plane that they wanted to target. We know they do this stuff. We've talked about this many times, guys. Many people over time that have been killed on trains, in aircraft, on ships like the Titanic, all these different, you know, people that have been killed just for a few people, maybe one person or a few people, they kill dozens or hundreds or thousands just to get at one person. And that's a cover. Because everybody's crying. It's like, oh, it's like it's the pilot's fault or this person's fault. And like, you know, we see that all the time. They're gonna blame somebody. Somebody's going to get blamed. Somebody will be blamed. And they're probably innocent. But they will go down in history as being shitbag. Wrongly. Happens all the time. All the time. All right, so many multiple things. So I would have to say that just based on, you know, the sacrifice that just happened, is Kansas City going to lose because they get sacrificed again? All right. So you need to look at that. So you guys would like to bet you don't care. You don't care if people are killed. You don't care if the games are thrown. You don't care. You don't care. It's sad. It's very sad. Because that's why it continues. That's why we just saw that crash happen. Because you don't care. You don't believe it. I don't believe it, Mike. I don't believe it. I could probably go over into the chat and see, because I've already seen it before I even started the show. Some bullshit started coming out. I put the title up and somebody came in right after I put it up and gave me a thumbs down. Are you going to listen to the program before you give me a thumbs down? So the trolls are everywhere. And then there's compromised intellect people everywhere. Right. All right. So I'm not even going to look. I mean, I could probably dig deeper and go, yep, yes, the Commanders definitely going to win. Not the Commanders, but the Eagles are definitely going to win, or the Chiefs are going to win. Who knows? But knowing how they have some kind of thing against the Indians, you know, they took over this land. This land is my land. This land is not Indian land. Of course, they have the reservations. But they'll come in and, like, work those reservations, even though it's supposed to be Indian land. They'll come in and, you know, liquor all the Indians up and, you know, say, hey, we're going to, like, you know, drill here. There's nothing you can do about it. All right. But the Indians have kind of had the last laugh. So they've been building casinos on their land and making a lot of money. I don't know if that's helped them or not. It's probably white men in past lives that are reincarnating as Indians, I think. So. Oh, well, it's crazy. It's a crazy system. But when you understand it and you can see through it, it's not so crazy anymore. It's very, you can calculate it. You can see, you know, how these guys work their games, how they come in and, kill people. To them, they get off on being monsters, right? Monsters, Inc., Monsters Incorporated. That's a deep state. They'll kill as many people as they need. And then the people that work for them that think they're good, like P. Diddy and Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, they think they're safe. Hillary Clinton, I'm safe. I've done so much for the deep state. They'll protect me. Mm-mm. They'll throw you under the bus. You could be on the Titanic, and they could be on the Titanic, and they would throw your ass off because they were like, okay, throw Hillary off because it'll give us a few more seconds to live because it won't be so much weight, and it won't sink as fast. And then maybe we can figure something out. Maybe we can get on one of those boats. We can dress as women and get on one of those boats, one of those lifeboats, and push away and come back and haunt these guys another day. And then go to, where's that one place that they have in Georgia? Jekyll? Jekyll Island. Let's go meet there after all these people are dead. And we're like, okay. We eliminated all the people that would say no to the Federal Reserve. So who do we need to get on our side? Who we need to pay? Congressman so-and-so. Yep. So on Christmas, day before Christmas, everybody's on leave. We'll just have just enough people to get the bill through. They'll be our people. And they'll vote it through. And of course, we control the president. So he'll sign it through. And then we'll control America. We'll control America through our money, right? So, and that's where we're at. So we have President Trump trying to go after that, the IRS, trying to shut that down, stop paying federal taxes. Right? It doesn't exist. The IRS is dead. And Trump is going to make that an absolute, and he's probably going to do away with the Federal Reserve. But I don't know. We'll see. I mean, look at, this aircraft getting taken out right there in Washington, D.C., right in front of everybody, taking over a military aircraft. God bless that crew. Hopefully those guys weren't involved in any way. But that's very sad. Everybody's expendable. Everybody. Everyone. Right? Even their top people. Everyone's expendable. Right? All right, guys. We have to just watch and see how this plays out. If they're going to try and spin this as, it was pilot error or the person in the DEI program, basically, they put somebody in that was probably not up to speed on purpose so that they could blame them. It's like we need this person to be put into this position on this night at this time, and they're going to royally screw up because they don't have the mental capacity. And Trump was pointing it out. It sounds like whoever was there in that tower may have some problems, and they couldn't handle the situation. And that was part of the Biden administration's putting people. And now Trump said that, it's still safe. We still have the safest airline business in the world. Okay. Trust your intuition. All right. Trust your intuition. Because I guarantee you there's some people that didn't get on that flight. Guarantee. Probably one or two people that were supposed to be on that flight. I know people like that. They were on 9/11. They didn't get on that flight. I know them. One of the women that was supposed to be on that flight was she did my past life regression. So Rebecca Shaw. So she was supposed to be on one of those flights, and she's like, I'm not supposed to be on that flight. So she didn't get on that flight. Good for her. Good for me, because I got some good past life regression work. Okay, guys. Lots of love. Stay in the love vibration, because they don't want us in that. It's very, very powerful. So few of you understand that still. Still a lot of work to do. All right, guys. We'll talk to you next time.